You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Beautiful morning out there. Nice Monday.
The whole week.
It was great, man.
Whole week. Okay. But the weekend, you know, you talk about the weekend. That was awesome, too. I loved it. Yeah.
Check. I walked almost 11 miles in 2 days.
Wow. That's a lot, John.
Do you think you did, or do you have proof?
Yeah, proof right here.
Wow.
11 miles in 2 days.
Wow, that's a lot.
And I had no plans of doing that whatsoever. But when I got out there and the sun was shining and everything, it's like you just didn't want to stop.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean, though? It's just one of those things. It wasn't fast. I was probably the slowest walker in Green Bay, but I didn't care. Look at the last two there.
Wow. That's awesome.
Because it just felt so good. It's like you're released from prison or something, wasn't it?
That hot.
It wasn't hot. I still wore a hoodie, and the wind was still kind of chilly and everything. But the sun just felt nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
A lot of walkers?
Not as many as you would think, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I would think a lot.
Oh, my God. You know where there were so many walkers? A week ago, I think it was. Is it the Shrine Walk?
Oh, that walk to Mary.
I've never starting well, when, sure, that, when you first come off the highway.
Well, it starts at
off
the
of Webster. Yeah, it starts. But there was, it was like steady stream going into a Packer game or something. From, like, the Webster, where Webster crosses over, you know, down that way, okay?
Well, it starts at the Shrine of St. Joseph's in the Abbey, and then it walks all the way out to Champion.
How many thousands
21
of people?
Miles. Yeah. Isn't that something?
I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen 100 different walks and 5Ks and all that behind there. I have never seen, and people were carrying different flags and different whatevers. And
crosses and rosaries.
Holy
that's very religious
cow, do they get into that.
Yeah. That's the, the walk to Mary, that.
So I was walking that day, and I was actually, I'm like going the other way. Get out of my way, would you?
No, they. That's
can't
a long.
Can you see me doing that? Though?
Yes,
yes, I could, but I had a great weekend. I just got plugged for Green Bay, which of course I love Green Bay, but went to a wedding, and it was. You know, there's great venues everywhere, right? But it was pretty cool how they had people from all over that came into this wedding, big wedding, expensive wedding. But they had people, they had family in from Australia, Turkey, and of course a lot of people from the United States. But started off at Friday night, the rehearsal dinner, kind of a meet and greet at the Northland Hotel in that bowling alley area. It was awesome. It was just a nice place to meet. And then the reception was over at Gather, which is
great.
That was
fantastic.
A great place.
Perfect place for that.
That was fun. I've been to
and
a lot
by
of
the way,
there.
I got to say, I watched Jill one morning. She does a really nice job on that show.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Really nice job.
It's obvious why she got the gig. Mm-hmm.
She's so natural for that. It's incredible.
Yeah.
I would agree because we were kind of like, that's interesting. But boy,
it's always been a good show. But boy, did she just pick it up and just take it and run with it.
Yeah.
Makes me think about, you know, you guys were kind of up for the gig or going for the gig.
I just
kind of wonder what,
Meals with Mino the Mayor.
Yeah. No, that I think they made the right choice, John, as much as I
sure
love
they
us,
did.
But that was.
Yeah, hey, once again, again, second place.
Yeah, I know.
Second place. We came in once again.
Yeah. I think it was a little bit less than second place.
You don't know that, Todd?
Yeah.
Do you know that for a fact, Todd?
I don't think so, Todd.
I don't remember.
Didn't think so.
I don't remember the interview, John.
I didn't think so.
The interview would be. So I had a party. I told you that. I had a great breakfast at my house, and I used that quiche. Remember Mike?
Lisa?
Yeah. Lisa, who works for Mike, she brought in quiche, and we were
phenomenal.
Like, oh, my God, this is the best. So I called Michael. He gave me her number, and then she texted me the recipe. That worked out. Quiche is good. It's healthy. The people that really liked it, it's spinach, eggs.
Oh,
you know,
it's great.
And I had one with cheese, one without cheese, because some people I can't believe don't like cheese, but they don't, so I made two of them. But yeah, it was great. I mean, the whole weekend was, and the weather was so perfect. It was fun.
It was great weekend. Like I told you before, two old guys talk about what we cooked for the weekend.
Yeah. I was on the grill. I made grilled barbecue chicken last night.
That sounds pretty good.
It was really good.
I made a really good soup.
Too warm for soup.
No, I made a really good soup. So, you know what I'm putting in all my food now that adds so much flavor? It's mind-boggling.
What's that?
Well, two things. Two things. Pimento cheese spread, because going over to Delilah's for breakfast.
You put the spread on there?
Well, they make their omelets at Delilah's with pimento cheese. And I even asked the lady, I said, why is this so good? She said, well, maybe it's the cheese. We use a special pimento cheese. So I just started using that in my eggs. It's so good. It's incredible.
It's cool.
It's so good. Pimento cheese, avocados, mushrooms.
Well, that's getting healthy.
Okay. And then protein powder.
But here's where I fall off the rails a little bit. Because it is protein powder.
Yeah.
But it's flavored.
Yeah, so vanilla.
Isn't that just like sugar in there?
No, it's good.
So you got the savory part, which I'm totally into. Yeah, everything you love just that. Up until that point. But the vanilla, which I like vanilla a lot, but not that regard.
Yeah. I would agree. Vanilla's a little sweet, isn't it?
Yes. Yin and yang in your mouth.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's unbelievable.
Got to get that put on a t-shirt.
Yep. Okay, there you go.
Yep.
I might try that.
It's a celebration every bite.
Well, it's got to be healthy because that vanilla powder.
Healthiest thing you can put in your mouth.
Yeah. No.
Your body will thank you.
Do you put?
Your body won't only thank you later, it will thank you now.
Uh-huh.
No. Your body thanks you anticipating what's going to come.
Okay. All right. Do you put?
Oh, I got slogans.
Your eggs. Do you put half and half?
No, I don't. I don't. I know I know a lot of people do. I don't.
A little dry or crumbly?
Nah.
I would think the cheese might give it a little, you know, creaminess.
Yeah.
Okay. That's that. All right. Yeah. That's what's doing it.
And the protein powder.
Well, I don't know about that.
It's good for you.
I think it is, but it's good for you. Put that in with a drink. I don't think I'd put that in my eggs. I'll try it.
I'll make you guys some.
No, that's all right. I'll make it.
You sure? Yeah. Sounds good. No? Todd? Even Todd?
Hey, what's up? Yeah.
I'm good. I'm trying to cut way back.
Yeah, it's going to cut back.
Vicky says, good morning, guys. Vicky is always our first person.
She's awesome.
And Adam. Vicky, what do you do? Do you work or do you just get up really early?
Or do you sleep?
Let us know. Let us know where you people listen. That's why in my old shows, everybody had a nickname. I mean, there was Knob and Meat Mama and just Ma and Big Daddy. Everybody had a nickname because they're all at work. So let us know where you are. Terry says, Nick Gonnering tonight at Copper State. That's cool.
Copper's great.
Yeah, that's a great place, especially when the weather's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Sitting outside there. Michael says, glad the quiche worked out.
Thank you, Michael. Yeah, it did. It was great. And then I kind of cheated a little bit because I went and saw my mom yesterday and I brought her some quiche.
How was Mother's Day with your mom?
It was great. It was great. My brothers were there. Yeah, she's 92 and she just rattles off the questions. I mean, she's very interested in your kids and just everything. So we're going over the 4th of July. We're going to spend a couple days together. And
nice.
Just got that all planned because everybody, wants to spend time with them. And we don't get together as a family. That's like too many people. You'd rather just have her with your family, a little one-on-one. So anyway, it was great. We had a fun day yesterday. So yeah, I brought her some leftover quiche, but I didn't tell her that. I just
got another one here. Good morning, gentlemen. Chris, a.k.a. Vinny, Vin Manchenzo. Zup. Got a good thing here. That omelet sounds really good, except the protein powder. Well, no.
3-1.
That really adds to it. I'm going to do a taste test for you guys. I'm going to make some... Exactly the way I make it, without protein powder, and I'm going to make one with protein powder. I'm not going to tell you which one is which, but I'm going to ask you guys, which one do you think tastes better? Boom. I think it's going to be the protein powder. Just being honest. Mike says, I'm always listening in my Uber car, forcing my riders to become new listeners. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Brian, again, always starting off with a nice little word of encouragement. Brian says, anything you guys can dream, you can be. You're all winners.
Thank you.
We're runners up.
Thank Brian. You, Dad.
Brian, we're runners up. got this. I work from home and start by the 4 a.m. Flexible schedule. Vicky. Like that, Vicky.
4 a.m.
Nice.
That's
nice, nice, nice. Yeah. You know, the thing is, we were talking last week about, people working from home and some places don't like it and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I know a lot of people who really hated that. But here's, okay. But I'm going to be honest. When the people would tell me that, certain people, I'm not going to mention names. In the back of my mind with some, I'm like, I bet your coworkers don't feel that way. Because they were like the people that seemed to miss the most. They were the ones like when you were trying. And I'm probably one of those people that was annoying. But when you're trying to get some work done and they're always.
That wasn't loud enough. That's what it was.
What the hell was that?
So
like a Duck just got stepped on.
They were saying they like working at home because of the annoying employee that comes
Holy crap, Duck just got run over by a Uber.
So they like working from home because the annoying employee doesn't come into their office.
It was the opposite. They hated working from home because they missed the interaction. But what I'm saying is some of the people that told me that, they were the ones that it's like.
they were the interaction.
They were the interaction to the point of, I'm trying to get this done.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm.
I will say this. I enjoy working from home because I can't be, I can control being bothered. Yes.
Right.
That's the number one thing. I get more done when I'm not around other people.
My biggest problem working at home, you go to turn off the TV and you accidentally hit, you know, what's next. It's like, really? Goodfellas is on?
See,
right.
So-and-so?
That was never a problem.
10 minutes.
For me.
10 minutes. I'm watching 10 minutes of this and that's it.
Yeah. I believe that, Todd.
Watch out, Paula, you get whacked.
Just knowing you, I would think you would be very successful working from home.
Oh, Patty says, best morning show since Murphy in the Morning. You make my day. Thank you, Patty.
Ooh,
it's really
you,
nice
Patty.
Of you.
Awesome.
Very nice of you. Could you work from home?
I like the environment in a workplace. Yeah. I do. I like meetings. I just think you're more creative in a group of people, but maybe not. No, that work from home wasn't for me.
No?
Mm-mm. Nope. I like being in that environment. I don't think I'm the annoying employee. I hope I'm not. Okay. What? No, I like...
Loud and clear.
I like...
Rang like a bell.
I just think there's things... Like, I think, you know, I'm one of those guys that think 1 + 1 = 3 when it comes to employees working together. I like group team meetings. I do. I grew up in that, though, and that's why. But a lot of people just... They work from home. I don't know if I can do this. And then they're like, oh my God, this is so great. You know, I can just get online. And a lot of people, and I don't know, as long as the business is successful,
I think a lot
works.
Depends on the type of job. Like in real estate, there's almost no reason to go into a brick and mortar in real estate these days.
They're so good about sharing things.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, you're right.
I got you. In the real
you're
estate
right
business,
that.
You had to watch your back.
Right. They could listen to
you
phone calls.
You had to watch your back.
Just
if absolutely.
But yeah. Mino, didn't you also see that in radio sales?
100%.
Yeah. I think anywhere in sales, like even I would think a car dealership, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody walking your turf out there.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That's why I'm sure they liked working at home because you don't even have to worry about it.
Right.
You can speak as loud as much as you want. Mm, yeah.
Don't come over to my house and mow my grass. Right?
Right.
I've never heard that one before.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
It means you stay on your own turf. Don't come over. Yeah. Don't act like you're doing me a favor by coming over and mowing my grass. There's an ulterior motive.
In real estate, John?
Oh.
For those of you scoring at home, that was a sarcastic question.
Oh, man. I think you're right about that. But
welcome to Monday morning. It's Mino and the Mayor. Is there a better time of year than the middle of May?
Oh, this is great.
Is there a better time of year than May? Wouldn't you like to just have like 4 months of like the middle of May?
Yeah, there's no bugs.
There's nothing yet.
Although I was listening to Lisa this morning. She said there's ticks.
There are ticks.
Well, this time of year, yeah.
In the city?
Happens.
Not
in the city. But this is the...
Okay,
boy, the UP, I got to be honest with you, even northern Wisconsin, really dry again already.
Oh.
I mean, really dry. Like fire warnings, no campfires.
No.
I'll be honest, we could probably use a little rain.
Yeah, we could.
Says Gardener Todd.
Exactly. Hey, it is Nutty Fudge Day. I'm not a fudge guy. Limerick Day. There was an old man from Nantucket. Women's Checkup Day, very, very important. Craft Beer Week?
Oh. Yes, sir.
Oh, we got to talk about this. Quick break. Mind of the Mayor, we're just getting started.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Here 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide, along with AM 1100 and 1590 AM. Where you found your Milwaukee Brewers games over the weekend. They've been up and down, up and down. Start playing good, and then they can't hit.
Yep.
And then one of those things. Enjoy the nice weather the next few days. Next week, 50s?
No.
Just in time for Memorial Day. I thought it was supposed to be like 80s this week, though, right?
Yeah, I think this is a good week he's talking about.
I heard by Saturday maybe 60s, and that might fall off after that.
Well, we've got, you know what?
She's not on this morning because she's on vacation.
Oh, I did not know that. Okay.
Wow, we'll have to look it up and take a best guess.
Looks like upper 50s next week.
Hey, I got
that ain't great. I'm sorry. That's the time of year you need something.
No, but Nick, you're not going to get out. I don't know. We're Wisconsin. We might like it. Hey, I got a different subject. What do you think about the president's new gift?
The plane?
$400 million. Did you see that thing?
I'd live in it.
The palace. Oh, I couldn't believe that. I didn't hear any rumblings of that. I just really read that yesterday. I'm like, oh my God, that is significant. What a toy.
Oh, it's a toy. It's something. It's something.
Yep. And then they investigated it because, I mean, that's the largest gift in the history of our country that a president's receiving. Okay. And they looked into it, the Justice Department. But who would look into that? Obviously the Justice Department, but there's another agency that looked into it. And they're like, I think this is legit because there's no strings attached. Now, you might say there's implied things, but there's no, you got this and you got to come and pick us up once or give us a tour or do this. I was like, wow, that's, man, I'm going to send them a letter and I'll just take a jet. I don't need that thing.
See what he's doing with the old one, huh? turning that one in. Todd, yeah. I spilled. I got to get something.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, hang on.
All right, he's bringing his stuff. What? It's two guys. Johnny's making his, what is this? Oh, Johnny Juice. What is that, John, that you're drinking this morning?
Well, like Tang type
stuff. Oh, it's Tang? Okay. All right. Well, it's good you're getting like on this health kick again. Tang.
Here's what I don't understand. It's a bottle, okay? It's not a cup. So how do you spill from a bottle with that small opening into your mouth?
Okay. I'm gonna tell you how.
I wasn't watching. I just looked over and it's all over the
table.
Welcome
to Mr. Science. He's gonna show us something.
And it actually even says this on the packets to do this, and I don't do it. It says take a drink before you put the stuff
right.
in. Right. Because then it gets even more.
Yeah.
And I always forget to take that drink, and then it overflows on me and stuff. So we're good.
So that's effervescent?
A little bit effervescent.
Okay.
Boy, I've been using the beeswax tallow, too. It's working.
Is it?
Yeah.
What is that again?
Beeswax tallow.
Yeah, for what is it? For your face?
Make my skin luminescent.
Luminescent.
Yep. And it's working. I can tell. Can people at home tell?
Let me get a close-up of that. It's interesting.
I think so. I'll take interesting. When somebody takes a close look at your face and say,
yeah,
interesting.
Are you, when you walk, do you put on like a, you like visors? Do you wear a visor?
All the time.
Yeah. That's good.
You know what I got to get though? I got to get a boonie.
Boonie cap. Yeah, those are cool.
What's that?
You know, it's the kind of,
like the safari guys wear, right?
Well, no, not the big one. It's like what guys wear, like in Iraq, Afghanistan, if they weren't on combat missions, they want to stay out of the sun a little bit.
Yeah.
It's the kind that comes down. You know, more around.
Almost,
to be honest with you, if it was camouflage, it'd be what Gilligan wore
right.
on Gilligan's Island. Oh,
right.
Yep.
To keep this, really help the sun.
Okay.
So.
I could see you walking around in one of those.
Me too.
That's funny that was a ref. Oh, yeah. Once he says Gilligan's Island, you're like, everybody knows it.
You go from this military, yada, yada, yada. Exactly what Gilligan wore.
But that's generational, too. I mean, there's some people that would say who's. You know
who's
what I mean?
Gilligan?
Right.
Oh my God.
So,
do you know who's still alive?
Yeah,
a
lot of people.
I didn't know that. I thought they were all gone.
Are you thinking Tina Marie?
Yes.
Yeah, Tina Marie.
92.
No,
she's gone.
Ginger is still around.
Ginger is still alive.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Wow. Now that's cool.
Where's she been?
Some casino? Where's she? Because they didn't make a lot of
money. She's a teacher.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think she's.
She's a teacher and we'll never talk about Gilligan's Island.
What?
Swear to God. Yes.
She could, like, there's people who are interested.
Are you kidding me? Right. No question.
Write the book. Yeah. Tell some stories. They're all dead.
You're right. 91.
91.
She's 91.
Yeah. And I think she's still teaching her something, Todd.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
That would be... That if she wrote something, would you? I'd buy it. I'd read it.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Wow, I'm
I was fascinated by that show. Oh my God! I remember the time Roman Gabriel started quarterback of the Rams, played the part of one of the native headhunters. Remember that?
Huh. Yep.
I always thought her and the professor had a little something going on.
Of course they did. You're on an island by yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
So if they teamed up,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You had Lovey. You had the Hollis, right? Oh,
they were the best.
And if it was Ginger and the professor,
yeah.
How did the others team up?
Well, I think the skipper was a loner.
Yeah, I do too. I had an embarrassing.
I had an embarrassing
situation with him one time.
What was his?
Yeah. Was it Alan Ladd? No, not Alan Ladd.
Alan is his first name.
Yep.
Anyway, why did you run into
Okay. Old Tucson. He was down there doing something. We used to go down there and shoot stuff all the time. So we're in Old Tucson, and he's there hosting some kind of thing. And it's one of those things where I had my camera, you know, little 110s.
Okay, 110s. Sure.
And I'm talking, oh, how you doing? Hey. He was exactly the guy as in the show.
That's awesome.
Hey, how you doing there, buddy? And he's this big guy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, probably, yeah.
And Alan Hale.
Alan Hale. Yep. I said, oh my God, can I get a picture? Absolutely. Hey, he gives a camera to him. He puts his arm around me. It was out of pictures. It was like,
oh no.
Swear to God.
That would have been a cool picture. I mean, that's nice. He was jovial and not bitter that he didn't make a lot of money.
Yeah, hey, good. My name is Eric. Take a quick break. Back at us.
The weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossing. If not for the courage of the fearless.
Got something to say? Text Mino and the Mayor directly through the Civic Media app. Download the app, choose your station, WISS or WGBW, then hit the talk button in the lower right-hand corner and text the studio directly. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back! Mino and the Mayor here to go looking Monday morning, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WSS. And of course, the Civic Media app. Terry just texted a thing. Mino, do you have this card? Bo Belinsky, that is a 1965 Topps card of Bo Belinsky. Do you know the story on Bo Belinsky? Bo Belinsky, and I know the reason Terry sent this in. Bo Belinsky used to date her from Gilligan's Island.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Bo Belinsky was this young pitcher.
So is he 91 too?
He's dead.
Oh.
He's been dead a long time. Hmm. Bo Belinsky was this young pitcher for the California Angels. Actually, they were the Los Angeles Angels before they became the Anaheim Angels, California, yada, yada, yada. Early 60s, mid 60s, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Young kid, like 21 years old, and threw like a no-hitter or a perfect game at like one of the youngest guys of all time.
That's cool.
Got off to a phenomenal start in his major league career. Then hit the bottle. And then he had arm troubles, then yada, 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 yada. You know what? So many of those guys wanted to be like the Joe Namaths of the world. They all wanted to be like Paul Horning.
Yep.
But you know the difference between Paul Horning and so many of those young guys? When Paul Horning would show up for practice, okay, they said nobody would work harder than Paul Horning.
Oh.
Nobody would get yelled at more than Paul Horning. Nobody would put his body on the line no matter what more than Paul Horning. Would he go out and do it? They said after practice, they'd go to his house. They'd do a whole pitcher of like martinis.
Yeah.
And they'd drink martinis and go to a movie or go for it. That was like every night, okay? But the next day at practice?
Really? No, well, that's kind of cool.
And these other guys wanted to be the playboy flamboyant part.
But they didn't have the recovery.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the difference. All these guys thought they could be that way, but they didn't realize when switch, boom.
Yeah. That's too bad they didn't have a coach or somebody that said, look, that's not the way to do it, and you've got a problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because these guys lost careers.
Well, not even a question. So many of them wanted to be that way. Even then the Broadway Joes or whatever. But
no, I get it.
Yeah. But he didn't even want to. A guy I talked to one time was teammates with Joe Namath. He was actually from the UP. He was from Menominee, Michigan. Bill Rademacher. And I said, tell me one about Joe Namath that, you know, I know all about his, you know, the night before the Super Bowl. And this, 90% of what Joe Namath did off the field is exaggerated.
Oh, yeah.
He said you should flip it. 90% of what made Joe Namath was Joe Namath watched more film than anybody. Joe Namath was really smart.
Really?
Joe Namath could dissect a defense because he studied them. He said nobody talks about that part.
They, no.
So everybody wanted to be like Joe Namath. I'm going to go party all night long before a game.
And he liked that, though. I mean, he didn't deny that.
No.
So,
no question.
But he was studying film. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So you've met Paul Hornung. I know
Hey guys, you know what? I'm losing you. I'm almost to Green Bay. Oh, yeah, I better hang up.
Yeah, he.
Yeah, I told you another one.
With that statue dedicated to him. And I don't know. If somebody dedicated a statue to me, I think I'd be really, really.
Appreciative.
Yeah. It was nice.
I told you, sorry, a buddy of mine, he was that Paul Hornung was doing. Paul Hornung wrote like 12 books. Let's be honest. No disrespect, him at like once write Packer books these days. That's great. But about the glory years, I don't think there's another story that hasn't been told 100 times. 100 times. 100 times. And it's like rewriting the Bible or something. You know
it
what
is.
I mean?
It's the same. Just let's move this paragraph over here. And
But anyway, he was at a book signing at festival and like nobody was there, you know, late. And he's sitting there by himself, you know. And that's, trust me, I've been there. So this buddy of mine went there. He goes, hey, Paul, my dad always told me the story that, I don't know if it's true or not. He said to ask, he said, is it true that the president got you a pass so you could play in the championship game for the Packers when you're in the Army? He goes, yeah, I think Kennedy was nervous because he and I were hooking up with some of the same broads.
I believe he said that.
That's exactly what he told my buddy at Festival Foods.
Wow, that's funny.
I could get him on the air right now.
That is funny.
Relate the story. Hey, you got this one. Hey, guys, I'm back in Gastonia, North Carolina. Back to the grind. Paul Handler, bodybuilding guy. Paul, how did that go? I couldn't make it over there last Saturday. I had to go to out of town. Mm-hmm. How did it go? Let us know, Paul. Please give us a report on the bodybuilding competition. Did any of the people we had in here that day win? We'd like to know.
That was...
Also, good morning, guys. Carrie. Hey, Carrie. How you doing?
Cool.
Paul, give us a call, please. Yeah. Also got here, Paul was a regular at the old Candlestick downtown when he had come to Green Bay.
That is true.
That was a good bar.
That was. That was.
Where was that again?
That was a Green Bay. Right next to, it moved. It used to be right next to Angelina's.
Okay. Yep.
Right next to Delilah's.
Delilah's, right.
A little bit further north.
Yeah, I think Angelina's would be in between or whatever, but on that row, that strip.
Yep, I remember that.
But before that.
The Candlestick Lounge, that's a great name too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Was it where Chop House is? Republic Chop House? Steakhouse?
I didn't know it over
at one time?
I only knew it on Washington, on Adams.
Okay.
So I didn't know it over there.
I thought it moved. I thought it won. But that was the place where all the old newspaper people, all the old TV people after work, you know, the newspaper guys are done with their thing. TV guys are done with their thing.
Right down
That's
the street.
That's where they would all meet. Yeah.
Yep.
It was that kind of a place.
But times have changed. We don't have happy hour as much as we used to back 30 years ago.
We should bring it back.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Should start at like 9 in the morning.
Listen, I'm telling you.
We're done with work at 9.
Exactly.
Let's go.
Here we go.
We'll start it.
That's like those old bars. Do they still do that? The old bars?
They do.
Well, C Street's a cool place. Yeah, and I like C Street.
That's like what you're talking about.
No. The ones on Broadway.
Politicians.
Where guys would get done with what we used to call midnight shift.
Oh, yeah. No, they're still around. You can still go in there. Because they have every right to have drinks after work. It's just they're after
Absolutely.
Work.
Absolutely.
You know, when you work from midnight till 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But bars aren't allowed to be open that early, right? Or no?
I think yes.
I can't see guys doing that anymore, though. Can you?
The world's different.
The world is different.
Why, Jim?
Because of blah, blah, blah. I don't think you can get away with that today.
Do they let us know? Anybody out there, let us know. Can bars be open early anymore for, you know, where I'm from, mom told me the wives one time had like not a revolt, but a bunch of wives went to the office at Cleveland Cliffs Iron Company and demanded that the checks be sent home through the mail because they were handing guys the checks and getting them cashed at the bars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That direct deposit kind of messed things up, too. However, I worked
families together, but it messed things up for the guys.
I worked at a company and we got bonuses. and some of them were significant, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. And they were nice enough. It was all guys, which, okay, again, I'm dating myself, but they cut the bonus checks to the guys.
Yeah.
Which was very cool because I know they didn't tell their wives. I mean, I was single then, but I mean, they didn't dot. And that was something the company, you know, it's like, it was up to you to do your taxes, right? But that was like a perk that people appreciated.
I knew a guy, worked for Nabisco.
That's a big company.
Yep. Great job for Nabisco. And he'd be like Saturday, he'd be home in bed literally, and he'd get a call at like 1 a.m. from one of the salespeople. They're like, hey, what's my bonus? What's my bonus going to be? I got to know.
The bookie's on me.
Honest to God, he would get calls at night wanting to know what their bonuses were going to be because they were out and didn't want their wives to know and spend that money that they were given.
Exactly.
And, yeah. Yep. Wow, so that must have been, I thought that was like this rare thing. I thought,
No. But John, so again, really we're talking 30 years ago, though. I mean,
well,
that's
with him, you're probably talking mid, late 60s, early 70s.
Oh, that's even.
So it's that far ago.
But can you see why they would do that?
Absolutely. I mean, no.
Why would they? Because they're all, it's together. We're in all this together. But I thought that was really funny. And some of these, like I said, some of those checks were pretty significant. I don't know what they did with the money, but. That was a perk that they didn't brag about, you know, like keep your own airline miles. That we got to do that too, but that bonus thing was rated very high.
You know, that was a big thing 1 year in the NBA. When I was covering the NBA player said, hey, listen, we do all this traveling. Shouldn't we get frequent flyer miles? And the thing is, the team was pretty much keeping all of them.
Oh, the best before charters, huh?
Yeah. Well, so I wonder whatever became, that's a lot of miles.
Back in when they first started up, it didn't take a lot to get a free ticket. I mean, now you got to fly China and back 10 times. But the, I think it was like 15 or 12,000. It was not much. And then to get upgrades. And that was always a big thing. Who keeps it? Well, the guy who paid for it should be able to keep it.
That was a big thing in the NBA. But the union fought against that.
Yeah, but our company where I work, they're like, you guys can keep that.
Wow.
Which was great because then you could parlay that into a vacation.
Yeah.
Upgrades, all that kind of stuff.
It's a great perk.
But, yeah. Anyway,
tell you one thing I wouldn't do right now, though.
What?
Newark.
Yeah.
See them? They're going to cut it down to 36 flights a day?
Yeah, that, yes.
Wow. Got a bunch of texts here.
You want to fly blind.
We always went to Stan's Lieber Temple. Anybody remember that place? It opened at 5 or 6 in the morning. Sarah.
Out on Stan's Elizabeth?
Stan's Lieber Temple.
Was that on Elizabeth?
I don't know that one at all.
Or maybe that's, I remember
what
called
was
Stan's.
It?
The labor, well, it's still there. If I'm thinking of the labor temple, you know, Elizabeth.
Honest to God, I don't know of that one at all. A labor temple? I mean, is it temple?
No. You know, the labor gathering place.
Okay. Used to have triple happy hour at 11 p.m. at Chi Chi's in Ashwaubenon back in the day.
Triple. Buy one.
Triple.
Wow.
Wowzer.
At 11. Why would you have that at 11 p.m.?
11 p.m.?
No, I don't know. I think get really tanked.
No, you mean 11 a.m.?
Yeah, I think he meant 11 a.m.
I think Todd wrote it down wrong.
I don't. I copied it over from his text directly.
I don't believe that, Todd.
It's 8
a.m. Leroy's in Oshkosh. Todd?
6 a.m.
Opens at 6 a.m. So does Bottoms Up.
All right.
Says Rick.
I've been there.
I bet you have.
I have.
You know what, you guys? Let's put that on our goals. Let's do a show from one of these bars that open up at 6. See who's there. Why?
Mike says there are a number of bars that open at 7 on State Street.
Okay, that's all right. That's close to here, right?
Oh, so, yeah, right across from the Foundry.
But it'd be fun to interview the guy and say, you know, because look, I'm entitled to come in here like you guys come after work. That would be...
I didn't know state laws, what the state laws were when a bar's allowed to open.
I think you have to close it to or
you gotta close
whatever,
right?
But then I think you can open up fairly soon after that.
Probably 7, get it cleaned up. Yeah.
Are bars open on Sundays?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that used to be in Michigan, I think it used to be a
Michigan was, you could not.
You could not open on
there's
Sundays.
Still places like that in the state.
Minnesota
counties.
Was bizarre, too. I told you that story, right? And we were talking about the negative things of alcohol with somebody here the other day. I forget who. But anyway. I don't pay much attention to that part. But anyway.
That kind of went over our heads. But what's negative? Come on.
But anyway, we're talking about the negative thing.
Cropsies. Okay, that's the one I was thinking of.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Okay.
Open at 6 a.m.
So,
and that would be right on that stretch
that's right
from
there.
The factories.
That's a very, very popular place.
Yeah.
So, really, like Todd said, they're only closed for 4 hours.
Yeah, that's true. But these days, do you get enough help?
That's the owner doing all the work. Like, that would be fun to bartend at 6 in the morning.
Well, then you know, it'd be fun if you lived upstairs and just come down. Wouldn't that be awesome? That's always been my dream. Yeah. When I open my bar, I'm living upstairs.
I mean, you're not far off from it now.
No. Not at all.
Drinking up the profits.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
No. Oh, but the other thing, it said about how, you know, people use alcohol sometimes in a social setting to kind of, you know, whatever, give you a little bit more courage.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in Minnesota, I told you that first college party I ever went to, and I wanted to talk to this girl, and I was too shy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be honest. I'm the shyest person in the world when it comes to, okay?
I believe that.
And I think I'm going to have a few to, and it wasn't hitting me. It's like, oh, now that I'm 18, beer doesn't affect me like it used to. Well, they have 3.2 beer. Have you ever had
3.2
beer?
You're right.
Yeah. Why?
Exactly.
Yeah. No.
Never hooked up.
No.
She regrets it to this day.
Yeah, right.
Mind of the Mayor, back at us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Memphis. One of the all-time great songs. Upstairs for a ride.
What? That's fine, John. Just enjoy it. You enjoy yourself. I'm going to finish reading.
I'm going to hang back.
Yeah, I'm going to hang back.
Let me know when you're done.
Yeah. Oof.
Favorite song of all time, though, is by the Rolling Stones, Sympathy for the Devil.
Oh, good song.
Great, great, great. You know one thing about the Rolling Stones that I like? They were really good writers, and you understand their lyrics. I hate it, even with like Dylan and Springsteen sometimes. It's like, you got to look up the lyrics to find out what they say. If I'm going to write a song, when I become a songwriter, you're going to understand every lyric. You're going to every word's going to have meaning.
Yeah. I think there's a lot more that you got to look up the words because it's, yeah.
I mean, would you agree though?
Oh yeah.
It's like, you want to know what they're saying. And this one guy, one of my guys, my good buddy, Mike, my Vietnam vet, he was talking about the song that would always come in his mind. He was thinking about when he was going on his first mission before they went out, and it was, "Do I dig that girl?" Okay, that's what he said. Those aren't the words. So we looked it up, and it's
Spill
like,
the Wine?
Yeah.
Yep.
Isn't that something? In his entire life, since he's been singing that song in his head, completely the wrong lyrics. But that's the way, you know. So,
I think that's great. You can look them up.
Oh, no, I agree.
Yeah, totally. Who's that guy that I like?
Hey, did you guys, when you were a kid, I bet you did. Did you guys get the Sunday Visitor? Or is that in Michigan? The Catholic newspaper?
No, I don't think it was called the Sunday Visitor.
Ours was.
The Sunday Visitor.
Yeah.
Sounds like you only crazy
go,
name.
That is. Sounds like you only go to church on Sundays.
There's a name ours of the paper.
Been, it's called Sunday Visitor. My mom's would have been the Daily Visitor.
Every Catholic in the UP used to get the Sunday Visitor.
Wow. Okay.
But anyway, it had one of those cool priests in the 60s type. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
He's different. You know, he's more hip. You know, more of the whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
And
time.
Huh?
Go ahead. What?
And so what he would do every week would take a song and put the lyrics and analyze it.
Oh.
And that was really cool.
Yeah.
What, like a popular song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Popular songs.
So not like a church song.
No. He was like the cool priest in like, what was the one where Mary Tyler Moore
Elvis,
played the
Elvis?
Yeah. He was
Change
like,
of Habit?
Yeah. Good call. Give yourself a bell.
Thank you.
That was very good, Todd. I'm proud of you. Very good. Very, very good.
Yeah. Is it Sims? Who's the guy that I listen to? Billy Sims? And I had to look up. I used to like his music a lot, but I read
Billy Joel?
No. This is more popular, more current than Billy Joel.
Billy Sims.
No.
Billy Sims was a great running back for the Lions. It's from Hooks, Texas.
Okay. That's
played
it.
At Oklahoma. No. Heisman Trophy winner, 1979.
I'm going to think of it. What
genre?
I would say it's...
Billy Squires?
No. Forget the Billy.
All right. Can you sing a little song?
No, I don't want to right now.
Hey, Todd, you know what this is turning into?
I don't want to sound like John.
This is turning into Mr. Mom. When what's his name's down there and they're gonna be closing the auto factories. You know, guys, let me tell you, you gotta hang in there. I was watching this Rocky movie the other night and he was taking these pounds in the face of which Rocky? Okay. One or two? I don't remember. Was that against Apollo Creed or was that the big Russian dude?
Yeah.
Okay, forget Rocky. Forget right. Rocky. Right. Bad analogy. Forget Rocky.
When I started that, I thought, I should have said that.
Hey, happy birthday to Rami Malek, 44. Weird guy.
Yep.
Weird looking guy.
Yep.
And one of those things where you say, how did this guy become an actor? But he was great in the miniseries The Pacific.
Yeah.
He was great in that. Also, Night at the Opera, or Night at the Museum, rather.
He was also, he played the lead singer from Queen.
That's right.
Oh.
I watched like 8 minutes of that movie.
Yeah.
Hated it. I just didn't get into it. You?
I didn't see it.
I wasn't into their music. So if you're not into somebody's music, do you want to see a movie about them?
I saw it. But I thought it was good. I
mean, right.
That's a movie on an airplane. That's where I watched it.
Oh.
Because I'd fall asleep if I was at home.
Okay. Tony Hawk is 57. Emilio Estevez is 63. Stephen Baldwin is 59. The Baldwins all turned out a little different, didn't they? Just.
It was all in the timing. So I feel like Stephen was maybe the weirdest one early on.
Yeah.
But then the others kind of fell into place.
Took over for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Does Emilio Estevez do anything anymore? Boy, he was a Brat Packer back
Absolutely.
In the day.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this question.
Who are you asking?
Billy Strings?
Who are you asking?
He's asking me about the guy that I...
Okay.
It's not Billy Strings. Because Sarah's asking if it's Billy Strings.
Oh, Sarah, I don't think so. Sarah, I'm going to have an answer for you after this top of the hour break. I will. I'm going to find it because I got it on my phone. So
Jim's going to go to the bathroom.
I have no...
And he's going to pull out his phone.
We are handing out a major prize package if anybody guesses who Jim's thinking of. First name, possibly Billy, but he's
the
not
worst.
Sure.
It may not be...
It's the worst version of Name That Tune
I know.
Ever.
Oh, God, I should have never. Okay,
ever.
I'm going to figure it out. You guys are going to like, you'll like this guy.
We got some good texts here, too, we got to get to as soon as
we
come
time.
Back.
We got right. time.
Okay, yep. I got this one. Molly, this is from Paul. Molly, who we had in here, won the best abs and finally won her pro card in the bikini class.
I can believe that.
Yeah, we had over 500 in the audience.
Isn't that nice?
At the Meyer. Gave out 10 pro cards, most ever. Giving kids a ride to school in a bit. Appreciate you guys, Paul. Paul, thank you very much. I'm so sorry I couldn't make it over there, but wow.
Yeah.
Five? How many does that hold?
9, 11, 1,000 people.
Oh, it does? The Meyer holds that many? Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's a good crowd.
That's
in there.
A that's phenomenal
good
crowd.
Oh, that's a whole bottom floor.
Whole right? bottom yeah. thing?
It's a mezzanine. I'm talking about another
Oh, that's right.
400
I forgot
there,
about that.
So,
yeah. Is this a correct lyric? John was going to take her upstairs for a ride, but 3.2 beer hadn't kicked in. Sparky, come on, Sparky, really?
Come on, 6:59.
Come on, Sparky. Jim's mom's listening. At 6:59. Think about that, Sparky. Okay,
Sparky. She was 92. Come on.
Wow. Got another here. No names mentioned, boys. But there was a mayor one time that killed the Candlestick Lounge by building a parking ramp just west of it. Closed it off from Washington Street. Todd and DePere.
Boy.
And Jaden.
Yeah. Sam.
Son of a.
Eric.
I know the mayor. Yeah. All of them. All of them. Back after this.
I was once out strolling one very hot summer's day when I thought I'd leave.
The national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.